There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, the Laughter Factory is back in town. Lewis Ramey is in studio with us this afternoon. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Should we give Duncan a mention as well?
Well, yeah, Duncan's here as well.
Ah, we should do. Right, Duncan. So, sitting on Letterman's sofa, is it as terrifying or as exciting as it is being in the DubaiEye studio?
It's about the same.
About the same. What a load of rubbish. Is it really scary? Like, does the fear take over? Because I imagine that would just be one of the highlights of your career, right?
It is. And the thing is, you dream about it and you wait for it and you think about it almost like it's a dream. So when it actually starts to happen, you over-prepare and it goes by too quickly.
And everyone you know, I imagine, is watching. So you've also got that pressure.
Yes. The weird thing is, like, right after you do Letterman or The Tonight Show, the guy at the gas pump knows who you are. The guy at the grocery store knows who you are. Everybody knows who you are.
And do they give you any discounts?
No.
I didn't think they would. You
just get, tell me a joke. Tell me a joke.
And how do you feel it went?
It went very well. Fit very well. In fact, I would say that I've spent a lot of time working on the set that I'm going to do on a late night show. I spent a lot of time practicing it until a point where I'm almost bored with it. And that's the key. Mm. Because you go on autopilot. And you know when the laughs are going to come, and you know what you're going to say, and it just kind of flows.
And that Letterman studio, which I've been in New York, it's a legendary studio, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like the Beatles have sang it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right next door is right where they do Saturday Night Live.
That's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
Yeah.
The highlight of my... Now I can die happy.
Oh.
I want to ask you a little bit about how you got into comedy, because I know you were at college, weren't you? And
yes.
It was a dare?
It was a dare. Someone dared me to go on stage and perform at a fashion show.
Yeah.
They were saying, well, the girls have to change clothes. It would be great if we had a comedian to go on. And one of my friends said, Lewis can do it. And I thought, oh, yeah, I could probably do it. And I didn't know that they took that as a yes. And a week later, my picture was on posters around the college.
Wow.
So I had about 4 weeks to get a 15-minute act together, did it, fell in love with it to the point where I couldn't think of anything else.
Right.
And I remember calling my dad and going, you know, I'm going to take a year off college and pursue this whole comedy thing.
What did he say?
He didn't laugh at that, did he?
Silence. Silence on the phone. Silence.
What do you think you would have done?
I was interested in robotics. I was interested in, probably would have been a programmer.
Wow. Yeah. Completely different career then.
Absolutely different.
And you don't see many programmers on that couch, do you?
No. You know, well, you might see Bill Gates every now and then, but, you know, what's happened to his career?
Not many robots on it, is there?
Hey, you know what? We were stalking you earlier on, and we realised there's not much out there about you on the personal level. Like, the Wikipedia is all very professional.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we can't really get much of a feel for this guy apart from his comedy, which is fine. People are very data sensitive these days. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
However, we thought we could do a quick quiz to get to know you a bit better.
Okay. Just two words, witness protection, but go ahead.
Getting to know you. Getting to know about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Just so we can play that music, basically.
Yes.
The only reason we do this. So, I'm going to fire some quick fire questions at you. You just got to pick an either or out of these two.
Okay.
Big breakfast or no breakfast?
Big breakfast.
Oh, you're a big breakfast guy. Mm-hmm. Love my breakfast.
Oh, I love it.
Have you been for a Dubai breakfast yet?
No, I don't know if you would call it a Dubai breakfast. I went to IHOP this morning.
Oh.
I suppose you could get away with it. Do you cook your own?
Huh?
Do you normally cook your own breakfast?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You like to fry it up?
Oh, yourself. I love cooking. Love it.
All right, my question, sneakers or shoes?
Sneakers.
Yeah. Knew it.
Have you got a good collection?
Oh, I have a lovely collection. I love Converse. I love Adidas. Or Adidas.
Yeah, I've never understood whether it is Adidas or Adidas.
I have no idea.
Have you got a favorite store?
No. You know what I love to do? I love to shop. So whenever I travel, either I'm out with my camera or out with my credit card.
Do you know what? There's a 3-day sale happening this weekend, and I am not a shopper. I never spend any money in Dubai apart from this one time of the year. It's amazing.
And what do you buy?
Oh, like stuff I think I'll need for the future, but I always end up keeping it. Because it's stuff that you buy for 4,000 dirhams that is now on sale for 200.
Ooh.
And someone bought it for 4,000.
That's
so
right.
I feel like I'm winning. next one, meat man or virtuous vegan?
Oh, meat man.
Meat man.
Yes, yes.
Next one, Trump or Macron? Are you going Macron. For the man with the dandruff or the man who shakes the dandruff out?
Macron.
Macron.
Yes.
So glad you said that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Cold coffee or hot coffee?
Oh, hot coffee.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't drink it cold either.
I love cold coffee.
Yeah,
nothing
well, then
better.
You can have something out of the pot when I'm done with my hot coffee.
Thank you. Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a Rolling Stones
guy. Did you listen to them growing up?
I did, but to be honest with you, you know, a lot of the songs that are just classic,
yeah.
I listen to it and I just go, that's a little redundant. Rolling like a rolling stone. You just go, okay, I got that part. Oh, he just repeats that the entire song. Oh, okay. All right. And I think
ouch.
When you're of a certain age, and like in where I grew up in Georgia, classic rock was on all the time. So you get to a point, if you live your entire life, by the time you reach your teens, you've heard it so many times that you're like, no. But Beatles, they have the catalog where you're always like, I've never heard that song before.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you went for Beatles. I'm with you on that one. I'm not sure about Vatar Duncan over there, whether he'd be Beatles or Stones.
Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles as well. Good stuff. Game of Thrones or Harry Potter?
Wow, these are too easy. Game of Thrones.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Do you know the new book is not going to be out this year anymore? It's going to be next year, I think. But that means that the show has already chosen where the book, you know, they've been following the book up till
yes,
now.
Yes.
So the show is going completely where it wants to. Will the book follow the show now?
Ooh.
Or will it not? Mm. And then if it doesn't, will they have to make new episodes that do?
Oh, the anticipation. The anticipation.
And next one is also sort of TV based. Netflix or cinema?
Cinema.
Cinema.
Yeah.
Do you think Netflix is taking away from the cinema experience? There's a few people coming out about that and not very happy about it.
I don't think people really want to see Black Panther at home.
I agree. Mm, you're always going to go to the cinema,
yeah,
aren't you?
Make an occasion
films.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then plus, you know, when a movie comes out, do you really want to wait 2 weeks for it to, or a month for it to come on Netflix?
We can have both.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Final one, date night in or date night out?
Ooh, date night in.
What are you cooking?
Yes. Oh, that's it. I usually do a green curry.
Thai?
Yeah, a Thai curry.
Oh.
Very nice. Yeah. Safe.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a bit of a safe meal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Only takes a few seconds, and when you plate it just right, it looks like you've been working hard.
Oh, lovely.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.